Mixed Up Nature by Catherine. Normally, I'm a mixture of grassy green and lime green, but lately I've been getting rid of my colors. I don't even know why. My owner calls me Mixed Up Nature. Well, not anymore. My cross is shiny silver and my two beads are plain old white. My color fades away and gets worn out every time I get bombarded with water. I was brought from a mysterious place in Greece. My store owner was aggressive when she touched me. She was called by the name of Regina. She would pull me out of a box and push me into a dirty old case. I've been on and off of people's bodies. My size has expanded. My texture is scratchy and rugged. I have been through deep blue waters to shallow sandy beaches. I adore my owner so much that sometimes I need to be released off of her. When it's time to rest her bodies, my owner puts me on a wooden, dusty old nightstand, and once she falls asleep, I get up and eat tacos. By the way, I love tacos, and I sneak them when no one is looking. Then came my twin. She is as orange as an orange. She also has a shiny silver color to her cross, similar to mine. She stays with me everywhere I go. I protect her and comfort her since she is new to the family. Her name is Orange. One appalling evening, Catherine took me off her wrist. I was shocked because she had told her mom that she was going to take me off for a soccer game. What is that? I have never heard of the word soccer before. Is it a place? Is it a sport? Is it a food? What is soccer? This was my mystery. A few hours passed and Catherine is back. Yippee! But minutes came by and she was staring at me. I could tell she was thinking about me and if she would put me back on her. But she didn't, and she left Orange on. Now I was alone. No one to play with. That night, I was sobbing, wondering what would happen for the rest of my life. But then the next morning, Catherine took off Orange and left her where I was. Were we going back on her? Was there going to be another adventure with Catherine? The answer was not revealed to me until a month later. In the meantime, I hid from Catherine. I went in her baby blanket. I never wanted to see her again, not after what she did to Orange and I. Although I was sad and terribly mad at Catherine, I enjoyed not being squished and washed. It was like a break for me. Anyway, the next month would reveal what happened to me. Catherine found me and put me back on her. I was silent cheering, but that wasn't it. She had taken me back to my home in Greece. It was in the same small village where I used to be. I was delighted that I did not see my old owner, Regina. We had a blast together. In Greece, Catherine and her family rented a boat to sleep on and ride on. She had told me that she would take me off to go swimming, but only to protect me from the salty water. I was totally okay with that because then I could rest my body, not that I had one. The most devastating part of my trip was Orange didn't come. Catherine had forgotten about Orange and had not found her yet. When Catherine found me, I didn't notice what happened to Orange. It was just a flash of her taking me out of the blanket and putting me back on her. It was like I wasn't even in the baby blanket in the first place. I didn't even realize Orange wasn't there. Where could she be? Was she gone forever? I would only know if Catherine goes back to the baby blanket. And trust me, this baby blanket was in a dark room where no one went. Once in a blue moon, someone would go there. This means I wouldn't ever know where my best beloved friend had went. Bye, Orange. Today was the last day in Greece. I hope I go back again. I missed it. But now I couldn't miss anything more than my companion, Orange. When we got back home, Catherine took me off and rested me on her bed. She left the room and came back with something. Something strange, with a beige wash of color. Something covered in dust. Something incredible. She put it next to me. Now I would know what my life would be like in the future. Celebration. I was happier than when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. I knew it was Orange. I sent a mind text to Catherine thanking her for the gift, for the best day of my life, for my best friend. I knew she got the text. She smiled. I wanted to hug her badly, but I had no limbs, so I mind hugged her. There was something so special about having your best friend back from 2 months of being apart. It felt like we were two repelling magnets drifting apart. Having a barrier in the middle of my friendship was the hardest thing to live with.